بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد. In the last few hadith in this chapter, where the different types of shuhada of this ummah are mentioned, that shaheed is not only the one who dies on the battlefield, but there are many, many more types of shuhada also, but of course of different ranks. The highest, of course, is the one who dies on the battlefield, and for the sake of deen, for the sake of Islam, who gave his life, his position will be the highest. In this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qutila duna maalihi," a person who got killed protecting his wealth. That if somebody wanted to steal his wealth and he was protecting it and he got killed in that process, for who a shaheed. That person is also a shaheed and will be raised with the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. وعن أبي العاور سعيد بن زيد بن عمرو بن نفيل أحد الأشرة المشهود لهم بالجنة رضي الله عنهم قال حضرت سعيد بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه, who is one of the أشر مبشرة, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave them the glad tidings that they will be in Jannah. In this world they were given these glad tidings. He says, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد. A person who gets killed protecting and looking after his wealth, that person will be a shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دَمِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And a person who gets killed looking after his life, somebody was attacking him and he defended himself and he died in that process, he is a shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دِينِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And a person who gets killed protecting his deen, somebody is forcing him to give up Islam and threatening him that I'll kill you if you don't give up Islam, and he stays on Islam and he dies as a shaheed as well. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And a person who gets killed protecting his family, somebody was attacking his family and he protected them and he got killed in that process, he is also a shaheed. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. A person came to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, a sahabi رضي الله عنه, and he said, يا رسول الله أرأيت إن جاء رجل يريد أخذ مالي. That what is the ruling? What do you say, O Allah's Rasul, if somebody comes and he intends to rob me, to steal my wealth? And then قال فلا تطعه مالك. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't just give up your wealth, protect your wealth. قال أرأيت إن قاتلني, and if I don't give him my wealth, I don't just surrender and give him, and if he starts fighting with me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قاتله, you also fight him back, don't just give up your wealth like that. Then he asked, أرأيت إن قتلني, and if he happens to kill me in that process, why I did not give him my wealth, he started fighting, we started fighting with one another, and in that process as he killed me, قال فأنت شهيد. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you die in that process, you have died as a shaheed. قال أرأيت إن قتلته, and if I happen to kill him, then what is the position? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هو في النار, he will go to the fire of Jahannam. So we are taught that we should protect ourselves. This is a wrong notion and wrong thing, that we just give up our things like that and we just surrender. And the reason for that is, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will suffer from wahan. When he was asked, what is the meaning of wahan? He says that the love of dunya and the fear of death. Today we all fear to die. We don't want to die. So therefore we just give up our things like that. Otherwise the ruling of the actual ruling is that a Muslim should not be so weak that he just gives up his thing. But he should protect his wealth, he should protect his family also. And if he dies, he gets the higher position. One time Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going to meet Allah Ta'ala, and one poor person met him and asked him to ask Allah Ta'ala that Allah must give him wealth. He's very poor and in need. Then Musa alayhi salam forgot. Allah Ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam, what did that poor person tell you? Then Allah asked, must I give him a little or must I give him lot? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, give him lot. When Musa alayhi salam returned, he was happy to give that person this good news, but he saw there was a janazah lying there. When it was found out, it was the janazah of the same person. And then Allah Ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salam that you said I must give him a lot. In this dunya, it's too small to give him lot. The lot is in akhirat. So therefore now he has died and now he will get a lot. So we are very narrow-minded. We are just looking at the things of this dunya. If our eyes are focused on the akhirat, we will realize that is the real life. Today we are afraid to die. We will stay on life-supporting machines for months in the hospital, paying so much money, and there is no hope. The person is so old, etc. And finally he has to die. That should not be the attitude of a mu'min. A mu'min should look forward to death. It is mentioned death is the bridge that joins the lover to his beloved. It is mentioned death is a gift for a mu'min. So we shouldn't be afraid to die, and that we just, and the love of dunya, that we don't want to die, we just want to live. Then this hadith will make sense to us and we will understand the value of the hadith. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.